weather is going to be an impact on the sport right around the country, not the least being 40-degree days that we are seeing in some parts of the country, which is very unusual. Tom Saunders is online, of course, Sky News Weather's chief meteorologist. What's happened, Tom? We've gone from winter to summer in one day.
Steve, good morning. Yes, spot on. We had that polar weather in early September. We had blizzards across the Alps, and then 3 weeks later, we've had hot temperatures over the weekend. There were dozens of towns through New South Wales on Saturday that recorded their hottest September day on record. We had the first 40-degree temperature on record for the state at this time of year. Canberra had their warmest September day on record, and also Mildura in northern Victoria. So we smashed records over the weekend.
It's weird, isn't it? Because you've still got, and I know because my oldest daughter has gone down there, they're still skiing at Thredbo, Falls Creek, all the resorts are still open, and yet they've had weather around them, which is more like summer.
Yeah, no, they're definitely open. There's actually 2 metres of snow on the ground right now, so it's, the ski season's been the best since the year 2000. But Thredbo Village, back on Saturday, hit 21 degrees.
What?
So definitely skiing in T-shirts and shorts.
That's about the best way to do it. Where is this hot burst coming from? Across central Australia. Is it going to stay with us for a while in Queensland and northern New South Wales, Tommy?
Yeah, Steve, look, we're just stuck in this north-northwesterly airstream right now. So hot air from the northern interior was drawn down towards the New South Wales coast over the weekend. It's a little bit cooler today for New South Wales. It's still very hot in Queensland. Brisbane's forecast hit the mid-30s most days through this week. Now, the northerly will redevelop on Tuesday. So Wednesday, another very hot day for New South Wales. We'll have elevated fire dangers. And then in the short term, we're going to get another cool change coming through on Thursday. But, Steve, generally, through the warmer months, we are expecting these above-average temperatures to continue. So it should be a hot summer.
The other question, of course, that everyone listening to us, particularly in the bush, wants to know, are we ever going to get any rain in those drought-affected parts, particularly of Queensland, but even in northern and western New South Wales? It's been so dry.
Yeah, it's dry in the bush, but I'm looking out my window now in Sydney and the grass is completely dead. So it's been the driest start to spring on record for Sydney. We've only had 0.2 of a millimetre so far this month. And over the last 100 days or so, we've had less than 40 millimetres. Now, the good news is the reason it's been so dry is because high pressure has been dominating, but we're expecting that ridge of high pressure to break down over the next couple of months. So we're forecasting through the latter part of spring and the summer that rainfall patterns will return to average across most of Australia. So we should see an increase in the rainfall, not necessarily above average rain, but definitely more than we have seen.
Tom, thank you, mate. Look forward to seeing your weather updates on Sky News through the day. Thanks for helping us out this morning.